In Northwest News from KNKX, the Seattle Symphony is up for 3 Grammy Awards. Nominations for Best Classical Instrumental Solo and Best Contemporary Classical Composition stem from the symphony's recording of the Aaron J. Kernis Violin Concerto. The group's also in consideration for Best Orchestral Performance because of its recording of Carl Nielsen's 3rd and 4th Symphonies. KNKX's Ariel Van Cleve talked with Assistant Principal Cellist Mika DiLorenzo and Assistant Principal Timpanist Matthew Decker about the nominations.
I'm wondering, how does it feel, Mika, being in a group like the Seattle Symphony that's been nominated for 3 Grammys?
It's amazing. Yeah. It's incredibly humbling. This city is so vibrant, and it's a first-class city, and there's a first-class orchestra in it, and it feels really, I'm honored to be a part of it.
And you've been with the symphony for almost 10 years?
Yeah, 10 years now.
Yeah. So how has it been watching it evolve over time? Have you seen changes in the decade that you've been with the group?
Absolutely. It's been an exciting time. There's been amazing new hires. We get amazing soloists and guest conductors.
Matt, I'm wondering about working with those soloists. What is the practice like?
So the soloists that I enjoy playing with, they treat it as a collaboration. It's never, you know, I'm the soloist, I'm playing, you follow me. They're always interested in making things work, changing something here, trying something else out.
For the Aaron J. Kernis, the Violin Concerto that's up for a Grammy, that the recording, when you go back and listen to it, Mika, is there anything really special that strikes you about that one? Were you surprised that it was nominated for this award?
Well, you know, when I look back on concerts, there are always some special ones that really stick out. And then whenever I listen to a recording, I'm reminded, oh yeah, that was a really special night. And so for this particular one, I was not surprised at all. I thought the piece was amazing, and you couldn't ask for a better soloist. And so I was not surprised that it was nominated for a Grammy. We were honored, but I wasn't surprised.
For these recordings that are up for these Grammys, you have the Nielsen Symphonies numbers 3 and 4, and then also this Kernis Violin Concerto. These were recorded from live performances. Is there a different feel when you're doing a live performance recording versus sitting in a room with the intention of, it's not live, but we're going to do it live to tape? Basically.
Right. Yeah. I think it's much more exciting. Mm-hmm. It's exciting because it really is a live performance, and everybody feels the, I guess pressure isn't the right word, but feels the excitement of trying to make it the best in that moment. And I think that makes for a different recording product than if you're sitting in a room with the intention of, okay, this is going to be perfect and we can just do it over and over again until we get it right. So I always love when recordings are made from live performances. I think it adds an extra bit of humanity.
Matt, you played on the Nielsen Symphony number 3. And is that something that you were familiar with before you got to the Seattle Symphony?
No, it was not. A lot of stuff that comes by in concerts, we know, we study in school. And with the 3rd Symphony, I didn't know it at all. But it was really fun to work on this piece because he has such a unique language. First off, his timpani writing is unbelievable.
And even in the 4th Symphony, there's this timpani duel, speaking of Nielsen being this timpani guy, basically.
Yeah.
Can you kind of talk about why is that significant?
I mean, it's the last movement, and the two timpanists, they're these huge interjections. It's kind of like a rock concert back there for the last movement. And it's so unique to even have two timpanists playing. You know, there's a few pieces, the Planets, Mahler symphonies, you'll have two timpanists, but to have two timpanists just going nuts on timpani is really fun. And you can hear Mike Crusoe and Rob Tucker playing timpani on it.
How does the symphony overall, and maybe each of you individually, work to get that same kind of excitement that you had when you were growing up? How do you make it accessible and interesting to the next generation of potential music lovers.
As a parent, it really starts in school. And I was fortunate enough to go to a public school in California where you really could pick out an instrument and join an orchestra. And I think those opportunities aren't as available now. But I think it's really important to still go into schools, talk to the kids. This is what a cello is. This is what an orchestra is. This is the kind of music we play. And we have so many concerts. We have concerts for families. We have the Tiny Tot series for really, really little kids where you don't have to worry if your two-year-old is squirming or, impatient to get to the next thing. We have sensory-friendly concerts for families with children with special needs. And so I think it really starts with the kids.
What about you, Matt? What do you think is the way to kind of incite that excitement?
I mean, I know for me personally, a lot of it had to do with my teachers. I had my band director in high school, and then I remember going to school in Chicago, and one of my teachers plays in the Chicago Symphony, and I had never seen someone play a triangle with such passion. And I mean, it sounds so silly, it's always the percussion joke, the triangle. but there were 100 other people on stage. And the only person that I wanted to watch was this guy playing triangle. When you see a live show, there is an energy just because there's, 90 people on stage that are, I think, the highest level that you can find making music. When you think about it that way, you can see like some of the best people on one stage. It's pretty incredible.
That's timpanist Matthew Decker and cellist Mika DiLorenzo speaking with KNKX's Ariel Van Cleve about the Seattle Symphony's 3 Grammy nominations. The award ceremony is Sunday night.